stories from around the corner
and around the country.
You're listening to All the Best.
Proudly supported by the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
You're listening to All the Best from FBI Radio 94.5. I'm Madhura Prakash. Before we get into this week's stories, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge that I'm recording from stolen Gadigal land and pay my respect to Gadigal elders past and present, and also recognise that the area where FBI Radio is situated, Redfern, has long been a place of storytelling, strength, resistance and resilience for First Nations communities. This week, we're bringing you a feature-length audio documentary about the Country Women's Association and their feeling on the F word. Yes, obviously, feminism. Lefty city slicker Alison Sara joins the CWA after moving to a small town. Alice can't bake and is obsessed with the F word. How on earth is she going to find a space in the CWA?
I'm Alison Sara. And recently, I found an archival recording of my mum, as she was in 1970, a young feminist trailblazer. So here she is in one of the first women's liberation groups in Australia.
Femininity is great, pointless martyrdom. I don't want to be feminine.
And here's the male journalist who penetrated the women's only meeting to ask...
And after the revolution, will men be equal with women or will women dominate men?
Oh, don't ask such a dumb question. You know.
I'm starting this story here with my mum so that you have an idea of what my childhood was like as the daughter of a single mother, incredibly busy with political activity, especially of the feminist variety. In fact, mum was so wrapped up in it all that she certainly didn't have time for domestic chores like cleaning the house or even cooking a meal.
Lovey, I was very, very busy. And so we used to go to hamburger shops because hamburgers are very good. You got your meat, you got your bun, your carbohydrates, you've got your salad, and you liked beetroot, of course. And then sometimes you would have chips, which you loved. And that was quite a good meal, really. And it only took a moment. The hamburger shops didn't see us too much because I varied the hamburger shops that way. It didn't look as if I was feeding my child hamburgers quite so much.
And so I never learned how to cook.
It's true that I always burnt the toast and I still do.
How to clean.
When you're little, cockroaches can look very, very big.
Or how to sew.
Not true. I sewed you a beautiful top out of an old curtain.
Fundamentally, I was never taught the skills that I would need to become a good country housewife. Somewhere along the way, I stumbled from my busy life in the inner city of Sydney, footloose and fancy free, and fell into being as good as married to a farmer high school teacher.
Honey, I really need you to get out of bed now. I've got to go to work.
With two kids under four. And living in a small country town. How did this happen?
Alice, you only have to hold hands with a man to get pregnant.
I just didn't expect that the man I held hands with would live in the country, or that being a stay-at-home mum, distanced from my girl gang in the city, would at times be unrelentingly isolating.
It's mine! I have
it! No hitting!
What do you do if you're an isolated mum in the country? Well, if you're at home with internet, you Google...
What do you do if you're an isolated woman in the country?
The first listing is from a mental health organisation.
Isolation can lead to heart disease, depression, drug abuse risk and altered brain function.
And the next listing takes me to the National Rural Women's Coalition. And through them, I find the Country Women's Association, the CWA.
Yes. Is this the lady who wanted the fingerless mittens?
Uh-huh.
I've made them.
And I've got my husband to try them on.
My town has a branch of the CWA, and I'm now standing in its craft shop. There's the most amazing collection of hand-knitted tea cosies. Here's some hot water bottle covers and, oh no, gollywog coat hangers.
Hello.
Hello. Can we help you?
The CWA was formed in 1922 when country women were fighting the isolation and lack of support for women and children in rural areas. The resourceful women from the bush quickly became a unified group, and members worked tirelessly to set up baby healthcare centres, build maternity wards, hospitals, schools, and even rest homes and cottages by the sea. The women of the CWA have been initiators, fighters, and builders of community.
The first thing, Alice, is welcome. We welcome all new members to our branch. My name is Elaine. I'm 73 years of age. I'm currently the treasurer of Maruya branch as well as the hall booking officer. I have here paperwork, three pages. The first page is...
Elaine has short-cropped, spunky white hair and she always wears a smart blue blazer, proudly displaying her CWA medals. Incredibly competent, she's also blind, and she carries herself in an upright, regal manner.
Okay, Alice. Well, the second page here is just an application form for you to fill in because I need some details to send into state office so that you'll be registered as a member.
One of the CWA's founding mothers called it a great sisterhood of women. And great it was. Within 10 years, the CWA had 17,000 members across New South Wales. By the 1950s, it was at its peak, the largest and most powerful women's group in Australia, with over 30,000 members. But then...
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
Free our sisters! Free ourselves! Free our sisters! Free ourselves!
The 1970s. The floodgates burst open and women poured into education and the workforce, demanding equal pay and job opportunities, control of their bodies and their money. There was rape crisis centres and women's shelters, childcare and maternity leave, and membership of the CWA has been on the decline ever since. Most CWA branches are now an ageing sisterhood. I am a Ms, actually. So Ms, first name Alice, surname Ansara. I only have a mobile.
That is fine. A lot of people only have mobile phones now.
All right, my age range.
We don't ask you for a birth date. We just ask for our age range, 45 to 54, 55 to 64.
Okay, and it goes up to 85 plus.
Yes.
Starting at... the 25 to 34. I'm in the 35 to 44 range. Yay! In joining up to the CWA, I'm now the youngest member of the Maruya branch by about 20 years.
The association is made up of three levels. The bottom level are the branches, the grassroots of the association. The next level is the group level. The top level is state. You will find out more as you journey through membership at the branch. I do not want to overload you with information at this early stage.
And what are the type of things that I could do?
Our tea rooms and craft shop are our branch main fundraising activity. We are always looking for volunteers to work, particularly in the tea rooms, but also in the shop. Those that work in the tea rooms are also asked to bring a cake or a slice in with them.
What if my slices are terrible?
No one's slices are terrible.
That's something I keep hearing from the CWA women.
Oh, it's very hard to make a bad slice. No one's slice is ever not good.
So I put my name down on the tea room's roster for Saturday, and I'm already freaking out about my slice. It's Friday evening. I put the children to bed. My partner's almost asleep on the couch, exhausted from his week at work. Hey, love.
Mm.
You don't want to help me bake a slice for tomorrow, do you?
No. Just go buy one.
See, in our home of equitable distribution of household chores, it's my partner who does all the baking.
There's only one way to get better, babe.
Okay. Coconut slices. On this recipe, it doesn't say to preheat the oven, but do you think that's normally what you do?
Yeah.
Bake in a moderate oven for 20 to 25 minutes. What's a moderate oven?
180 degrees.
Okay, this should be really simple. Put 1 cup of sifted self-raising flour. Do you really need to sift flour?
Oh, what? Where did the eggs go? Oh, no.
What with missing ingredients and dodgy sifters?
No, I'm going to go for a quick shop.
I stay up till nearly midnight trying to bake this slice. The next morning, I arrive at the CWA hall a little early for my shift.
Just cut Alice's cake. And found it. It's very crumbly, but dry.
Mm.
But let's try it a piece, and we'll go from there. Hmm. So could have a little bit more lemon in it though.
It's a bit nothing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. It needs more lemon in the icing. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Everything we make is donated to the tea rooms or to the craft shop, and the money from the sales is then donated to community groups within the guidelines of our association. My name is Robin. I'm 73 years old, and my position at Maruya is secretary and catering officer, and not everything in between.
Robin is classy and steadfast, a pillar of society. She's been a member of the Maruya branch for over 44 years and has held nearly every office in the association, alongside making and donating thousands, probably hundreds of thousands, of jars of preserves. For this, she was nominated for the New South Wales Woman of the Year Award.
It was funny, I went to Sydney and all these women had done all these wondrous things in society, and when it came down to me, they had down that I'd made the jams and pickles and chutneys, and I thought, oh no, this is not good. And then I thought, it is good, because it's an interest for me, it's generating money for the CWA. So once I changed my attitude about that, I thought, I was pretty chuffed.
Like it said, sift the flour. I didn't sift the flour.
When you sift the flour, it puts the air into it and makes things lighter.
Oh, dear. Mm.
So that's why you sift the flour.
Well, I did sift the icing sugar through a tea strainer because I didn't have...
I'm not sure how many of my coconut slices they sold in the tea rooms that day, but I came to the conclusion that slice baking is probably not the best contribution I can make to the Country Women's Association. So I thought I'd try my hand at crafts.
Whether it's sewing, knitting, crocheting, you name it, we've got someone who can do it. And that is one of the attractions of our craft mornings. Some people just come for a chat and the social contact. We also run crochet classes for people who are particularly interested in crocheting.
Crocheting is basically easy. So it's just your yarn over your hook and taking off stitches. I think the most important thing with crocheting is your tension.
Well, I'm Sharon and I'm 59 years old. And I'm the handicraft officer of the CWA Maruya branch.
Sharon is the Maruya maestra of handicrafts. She's nimble and svelte and as perfectly put together as one of her needlepoint pieces. She started her obsession with handicrafting later in life, but once she got going, she really got going. From crocheting and knitting, she got into this elaborate handicraft called hardanger. the pinnacle of embroidery. It's hundreds of thousands of fine white threads weaved together and then painstakingly removed in geometric patterns.
Have to be exceedingly exacting or your pattern will not work out. And the projects I do take me 2,000 to 3,000 hours of work.
Sharon quickly became so adept at Hardanger that she started entering at the Royal Easter Show. That's like the Oscars of the New South Wales handicraft world.
Oh, you are sneaky. You didn't tell me you were going to ask me this. I've won 3 times at the Easter Show and been awarded the standard of excellence. And my saying is, the joy is in the doing. Crocheting and knitting, anything that's handicraft, it's meditative. It's relaxing. You know, it's just joyful.
Mm. So, time to chuck out my mindfulness mother apps and yoga nidra programs and start crocheting. Relaxing, joyful, and environmentally sustainable too.
I think 50, 60 years ago, your mother or your grandmother knitted you your jumper. When that jumper became too small for you, that yarn was unpicked, rolled into hanks, washed, hung on the line to dry, and re-knitted into a bigger size. The world then wasn't as disposable as what it is now. Socially, economically, we've changed in the last 1-2 generations. So I think a whole generation lost the ability to knit, to crochet, even to cook.
I don't think I'll ever have the ability to cook, but maybe I could learn to crochet.
So you just hold your thread.
Yep.
However is comfortable for you. I hold mine like this and I can crochet for 5 hours and never have to move my thread out of my hand. So all we're going to do is push our hook away from us and pick up our yarn and bring it back through. Push our hook away from us and pick up our yarn and bring it back through. Do you want to do that?
Sure.
Don't be frightened of manhandling your work. I mean, really. Right. Yarn over your hook. Take off 2.
What? What do you mean, take off 2?
All right, take off 2 stitches. So we'll go back to where we were.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy for some.
No. Always easy peasy. You're fighting it.
I'm fighting it. I am. The bloody pink yarn.
Try the mauve. It might just be more user-friendly for you. Yarn over your hook.
Yeah.
And take off 2.
I couldn't really do it with the mauve either, and I'm starting to realise that I've essentially failed to do the things that are quintessentially CWA, baking and crafting. And really, do I even want to do them? I mean, I'm a feminist, of course, and I've started to worry that if I spend all my time trying to perfect slices and crochet children's clothes, I might just forget that I was once a woman with a career and a feminist outlook. I ask some of the CWA women who are good at domestic crafts if alongside these skills, they're feminists too.
No, I'm not a feminist. I just like to contribute and get on with life. I've got my beliefs and... No, I'm certainly not a feminist.
What is a feminist in your eyes?
Oh, I think it's a radical women who really want to get out there and show that women are better than men.
CWA is still very much women only. I call it the sisterhood. I think some of our members roll their eyes at me when I say it.
I'm interested, would you call yourself a feminist?
Well, I've always had the opinion I'll do whatever I want to do.
No comment even.
Yes.
Mum, I just don't know how I feel about belonging to a women's group that's not necessarily a feminist group. I'm kind of worried that if I just spend all my time knitting and baking and learning how to do those things, then I'm not really going to be a feminist anymore.
Oh, Alice, I think you've got it all wrong. It's not one or the other. Many of the women in the women's liberation groups knit and so on, and then there were others that thought that that was really the pits. But the point about feminism is that you have the chance to do things. You have the education, you have the opportunity, you have the control over your body. All those things enable you to do what used to be called men's work. But that doesn't mean that the so-called women's work isn't important. It's terribly important.
So why did you kind of neglect it, really, in our home?
Well, I neglected it somewhat.
Mm. Why?
Because I've always been out doing things. Even as a child, I was always building things and making things. That's just me. But I didn't neglect it entirely. You survived, for goodness sake.
Would you want me to be doing those things for the rest of my life? Knitting,
the
cooking?
The point is you should be able to have a choice. Feminism is that women's horizons can be wider and they can have greater choices. But it goes wrong when the women's work, so-called, is devalued. That's what I think.
Yes, women's work is valuable. But if I'm not good at it, well, where do I fit into the CWA? Then I find out something quite remarkable about the Country Women's Association, something I never expected. These women affect government policy. At the grassroots level of the organisation, members make suggestions to their branch, which, if passed, can go all the way to state and become motions that the CWA convert to policies, like
for low alcohol beer. The men wouldn't appreciate that, but CWA brought that in. The white lines on the side of the road, the little curves on the footpaths where the prams, for ladies to push their prams.
Compulsory car seat belts, free breast screening clinics, all from the lobbying work of the CWA. But here's some that might surprise you. In the 80s, they pushed for reform of rape laws so that husbands could be charged with it. In the 90s, they were behind the identification of genetically modified food. And right now, they're advocating for bans on coal seam gas exploration and sexist and racist slogans on commercial camper vans.
And then the marijuana, medicinal marijuana, we fought for that.
I mean, that's kind of great, isn't it?
It's the medicinal marijuana as opposed to smoking the pot. Recreation drugs. But no, it really does work and have an effect, and it's very efficient.
And whatever the issue or policy motion, the CWA, with their long-standing history of being an association of upright, respectable women, well, they always get a seat at the political table.
We're non-political. It's just that we're respected so much by the governments and they take note of what we do. Our leaders have been really strong and forthright in just getting together people's ideas, taking them to government and you know, putting the pressure on government.
But really? Are the Country Women's Association truly non-party political? I wouldn't be alone in having thought that the CWA members have an affiliation with a certain conservative political coalition.
No. No, I don't think so. We've all got our own ideas, but it's absolutely rarely discussed. I guess because a lot of us were brought up with you don't discuss religion and politics, it always leads to an argument or a disagreement.
Whoever is in power at that particular time, whether it be state or federal, you deal with the people that are there regardless of what your personal affiliation might be, because you're promoting the aims and advocating for this association, and politics shouldn't come into that. It's all about women having a voice to advocate on women's issues.
And isn't this what my activist mother spent her time doing? She called it feminism. Possibly the CWA women call it community work. But maybe this is where I can fit into the organisation. And I realised that even though my feminist mother never taught me to crochet or cook, she did pass on some very useful skills. From a young age, I learned how to stand on street corners for hours on end handing out flyers. I know how to chair meetings, do mail-outs, organise rallies, construct petitions.
So I need to attend the monthly meetings to learn more about how to do advocacy, CWA style. Nobody's allowed to record the monthly meetings, but they begin with the CWA motto.
Honour to God, loyalty to the throne, service to the country, through country women, for country women, by country women.
Well, I'm an atheist, a Republican and an internationalist. I can't cook or crochet, but I'm young-ish. I'm willing to serve. And this is the only women's organisation in town. So perhaps this urbanite feminist could stand side by side with the guardians of traditional values in our little CWA branch in Maruya. So I'd better start learning the CWA song.
Proudly we stand, in love to serve, feeling the needs of others where they lie. Bound by the vision of our creed, to share as one our glorious destiny.
That story was produced as part of CBAA's 2019 National Features and Documentary Series. It was produced by Alice and Sarah at 2EARFM Maruya. Sharon Davis was the supervising producer. All the Best would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands on which we make these stories and pay our respects to elders past and present. All the Best is made at FBI Radio on Gadigal Land, in association with SIN and 3RRR on Wurundjeri Woiwurrung and Goon Wurrung lands, and ACCC on Arunde and Warramungu lands. The All the Best editorial manager is Mel Chung, and Phoebe Adler-Ryan is our production manager. Our social media producer is Isabella Lee. Patrick McKenzie is our community coordinator. Shining Bird composed our theme music, and Annie Hamilton designed the artwork. We're heard across Australia on the Community Radio Network, and we're made possible by the Art Gallery of New South Wales and the Community Broadcasting Foundation. You can find our full archive of more than 500 episodes at allthebestradio.com. I'm Madhura Prakash. Thanks for listening.